Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, "Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed." The effective, permanent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. To God be the glory. So at this time, I say a short prayer, and after that, I will invite the Holy Spirit. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision, and I pray your Holy Spirit manifest a breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts, and that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. At this time, I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come. Excuse me. I'd like to invite the Holy Spirit to come into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here by Francesca. Also want to apologize for yesterday. I had an emergency and I could not broadcast the service for yesterday. So thank you for understanding. Amen. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come
Amen. Praise be to God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. To God be the glory.
To worship you,
Amen.
God,
my exceeding joy, yours is the greatest power, glory, victory, and majesty. All that is in heaven and on earth belongs to you. Because of this and more, you are my exceeding joy. You are my delight, and I come before you in prayer to exalt your name forever. I praise your glorious name, for in your hand are both power and might, and it is by your word that you make great or bring down. There is none higher than you, and none more worthy of all of my praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. Again, we are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. To God be the glory. At this time, I will play another selection.
Yeah.
God my exceeding joy. All things come from you and are created by you. Even my joy and my delight are from your blessed hand. Forgive me for seeking joy in other sources than you. Pardon me for turning to things outside of you to seek what can be found only in you. You are the source of my joy. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
The way I'm stepping, you can't seem to feel me. Yo, my spirit speaks straight from the big G. I'm spitting tongues, yo, Salvador Sanya, yo. Taking out demons with a mere word flow. Satanical, say what? That's a mile in Jesus' name, dog. Act like you know. It's a peculiar kind of thing to be a son of the king. Where I spit down on faith. So I can step in the path of my destiny.
Oh, yeah.
You speak to me, yo, son, I'm crazy with the gift of prophecy.
Amen. Wonder working powers. What can I say? Praise be to God. It is now time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled, Freedom in Forgiveness. Praise be to God. The scripture reading for this message is coming from Matthew 6 and 14. And it says, if you forgive others for their transgression, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. Praise be to God. Is there someone you need to forgive today? If you're having trouble, remember the benefits forgiveness gives you. First, pardon the other person is the only way to overcome the negative feelings that are keeping you captive. You give God the opportunity to replace your resentment and hurt with concern, pity, or compassion. Second, the Lord can help you accept the person who wounded you without feeling the need to exact retribution. He gives you understanding into why they act as they did, an appreciation for their situation and the underlying issue that caused their behavior. For he helps you take them as they are, just as Jesus does for you. And third, resentment can cause us to be self-centered, focus on our wounds rather than on loving others. Through forgiveness, God can focus us to minister to and care for others. Forgiveness is a process that can be painful. However, you cannot afford to hold on to an unforgiving spirit. You must forgive others and find out what it means to be really free. If you persevere and keep your eyes on the one who forgave you, it will be a liberating force like nothing else you have experienced. So forgive. Amen. To God be the glory. Jesus, I choose to forgive today as you have forgiven me. Increase my love and understanding for the ones who have hurt me. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer and Thankful Thursday. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. To God be the glory. At this, again, at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. I hope you enjoy this next selection.
Everything I give.
Hallelujah, Jesus, withholding nothing. Praise your holy name. Praise him. Give him all the glory. God, my exceeding joy, thank you for your beauty and the delight you took in making your creation. You have placed me in the midst of a wondrous and amazing world. You astound me with your creations and with your imagination. The depth of your knowledge is limitless. And because of it, I find joy in learning and discovering new things. Thank you for the pleasures I'm blessed to experience. I am blessed to experience as a result of knowing and loving you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. To God be the glory. I don't know about you, but I come to worship and praise the Lord this evening. What about you? Won't you give your your heart and your worship to God right now. Amen. I hope you enjoyed this selection.
Let's all hold hands, because he is worthy of praise.
Let's
God, my exceeding joy, show me your wonders. Delight me with that which delights you. when I witness the things that make your heart glad, mine become glad as well. Give me the pleasure of knowing you intimately, because in you I will find my joy and my delight. Help me also to bring joy to other people I come into contact with. Give me a sweet spirit, radiating your love and pleasure to those around me. Help me to say kind and encouraging words, and to always think on things that are pure. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday to Thursday, Tuesday to Friday, from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. You can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise God. At this time, I will play another selection.
The kind of clothes that he would wear. Is he tall or is he short? Does he like jazz or contact sports? And what would be his favorite TV show? Sometimes I wonder what he'd drive, or would he go green and ride a bike? These are all the questions I would want to know. What would he do to pass the day? Does he like to read? Does he like to play? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? If Jesus walked the earth today, sometimes I wonder what he'd say. Would he lend a hand to help his fellow man? Would he prioritize his day to get down on his knees and pray? Simply tell the Father thank you. And even with the 9-to-5, would it keep him from the house of God? 'Cause he's trying hard to gain a little more. Would he be afraid or too uptight, or just ashamed to share his life? Take a closer look and you will see. He looks like you. Looks like you, he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? You're the hands and feet of Christ. If you want to know what he looks like you. So what will Jesus do? Some would ever see, and you're the only words of life some will ever read. So let them see in you the one in whom is all they'll ever need. He looks like you. Jesus looks like you. He looks like you. What will Jesus do? like you.
The commander of armies, who is a king like you, full of glory and might, whose voice instructs those in battle on behalf of your children. You are a king both strong and mighty, fierce in battle. Lift up your heads, all you gates and all you ancient doors, lift up and see that the King of Glory is here. The God of hosts is this King. He is the commander of all and worthy of my highest praise. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. And this concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now I'm going to play a couple of selections, and after the selection, I will get into the word. Amen. My favorite song is Victory is Mine by Dorothy Norway. Amen. I hope you enjoy it.
Victory.
Amen. Praise be to God. Joy, unspeakable joy. Now it is time for the word. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 6, and we're going to read verses 14 and 15. And then we're going to go over to Matthew chapter 18, verses 20 and 21. Amen? No, I'm sorry. That's Matthew 18, 21 and 22. So our first scripture reading is coming from Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, where it says, "If you," and this is Jesus speaking, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation, "if you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will not forgive your sins." Here Jesus gives a startling warning about forgiveness. If we refuse to forgive others, God will also refuse to forgive us. Why? Because we don't forgive others. We are denying our common ground as sinners in need of God's forgiveness. God's forgiveness of sin is not the direct result of our forgiving others, but it is based on our realizing what forgiveness means. Ephesians 4:32, it is easy to ask God for forgiveness, but difficult to grant it to others. Whenever we ask God to forgive us for sin, we should ask, "Have I forgiven the people who have wronged me?" Amen? Now let's turn over to chapter 18, verses 21 through 22. And this verse is Jesus tells the parable of the unforgiving debtor. "And then Peter came to him and asked, 'Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? 7 times? No, not 7 times, Jesus replied, "but 70 times 7. Amen? So the rabbi taught that people should forgive those who offend them, but only 3 times Peter, trying to be especially generous, asked Jesus if 7, the perfect number, was enough time to forgive someone. But Jesus answered, 70 times 7, meaning that we should not even keep track of how many times we forgive someone. We should always forgive those who are truly repentant, no matter how many times they ask." May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his mighty word. Amen. Jesus Christ came into this world to be our Savior in Matthew 1:21. He came to save us from the consequences of sin, the control of sin, and the terrible penalty of sin. Jesus came to Christianize the disposition of those who receive him as Savior and Lord. He came to deliver us from attitudes, ambitions, and activities that are harmful to ourselves and others. Jesus wants to save us from the destructiveness of resentment and bitterness, hate and hostility within family relationships. To harbor hate and hostility is contradictory to the spirit of being Christian. But in reality, such attitudes are possible within the family circle. Jesus, as heaven's infallible teacher, provides us with a technique for dealing with injury and mistreatment in family relationships. In Matthew 28:18, our Lord claimed to have authority both in heaven and on earth. Now, this means that we must listen to him. His is the authority of perfect love, total wisdom, and absolute truth. We need to recognize and respond to his authority as he teaches us how we are to handle mistreatment and injury in family relationships. Amen. Let us pray. Holy Father, help us to recognize how rich we are in our relationship with you and in the resources that you make available to us. Help us to recognize you as the giver of every good and perfect gift. Help us to be good managers of the talents and treasures that have come under our supervision. Tonight, as we bring our tithes and offerings, use them for your honor and for the good of those you love. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. My text for this message is coming from Luke chapter 11. Verse 4 from the RSV version, amen? And it says, forgive us for our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone who is indebted to us. Amen? And the title of this message is The Practice of forgiveness in the family. The practice of forgiveness in the family. Hallelujah. Now, how do you respond to mistreatment and injury within the family? Let us not be so naive as to believe that injury and mistreatment do not occur among those who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. To respond with anger, hostility, bitterness, and retaliation is to follow the devil's way for destroying your home life, your family, and your fellowship. But many people are stingy with the grace of forgiveness. They assume that forgiveness is to be granted only when it is merit. They fail to realize that forgiveness is always a gift. To neglect, to refuse, or to fail to forgive is to open the door for Satan to come in and destroy that which is very precious in family relationship. Hallelujah. Paul warns the believers in Corinth against the peril of an unforgiving spirit when he commended them, when he commended the church for their attitude of forgiveness toward the wayward brother. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. Amen. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Amen. Where it says, forgiveness for the sinner. I am not overstating it when I say that the man who caused all the trouble hurt all of you more than he hurt me. Most of you oppose him, and that was punishment enough. Now, however, it is time to forgive and comfort him. Otherwise, he may be overcome by discouragement. So I urge you now to reaffirm your love for him. I wrote to you as I did to test you and see if you would fully comply with my instructions. When you forgive this man, I forgive him too. And when I forgive whatever needs to be forgiven, I do so with Christ's authority for your benefit. So that Satan will not outsmart us, for we are familiar with his evil schemes. So here, Paul explained that it was time to forgive the man who had been punished by the church and had subsequently repented. He needed forgiveness, acceptance, and comfort. Satan would gain an advantage if they permanently separated this man from the congregation rather than forgiving and restoring him. This may have been the man who had required the disciplinary action described in 1 Corinthians 5, or he may have been the chief opponent of Paul who had caused him anguish. The sorrowful letter had finally brought about the repentance of the Corinthians and their discipline of the man had led to his repentance. Church discipline should seek restoration. Two mistakes in church discipline should be avoided: being too lenient and not correcting mistakes, or being too harsh and not forgiving the sinner. There is a time to comfort and a time to comfort, confront and comfort. So we, the church, discipline to help keep church pure and to help wayward people repent. But Satan tries to harm the church by tempting it to use discipline in an unforgiving way. This causes those exercising discipline to become proud of their purity. And it causes the person who is being disciplined to become bitter and perhaps leave the church. We must remember that our purpose in discipline is to restore a person to fellowship, not to destroy him or her. We must be cautious. That personal anger is not vented under the gust of church discipline. Amen? Praise God. So, he called attention to the fact that when we do not practice forgiveness, we leave the door open for Satan to gain an advantage over us. There is no place this of forgiveness is more essential than in family relationships. Peter asked a question that all of us should ask. How often shall we practice forgiveness toward the brother who sinned against us? Peter was being very generous by extending the limit to as many as 7 times. Jesus responded by saying in Matthew 18:22 in the RSV, I do not say to you 7 times, but 70 times 7. To interpret Jesus' reply as an oriental hyperbole is to miss the point. Injured persons must practice forgiveness every time they hurt because of an injury inflicted upon them. Accepting these words of Jesus about forgiveness literally will have a positive healing effect within the family. Amen. Praise be to God. The benefit of practicing forgiveness in the family. The practice of forgiveness is absolutely essential in your family. Is to experience any degree of happiness and stability. There are various kinds of forgiveness that we each need to experience. Each of us needs to forgive ourselves and accept forgiveness for mistakes made in the past. Each of us needs the forgiveness of others against whom we have sinned. And each of us needs the forgiveness of God. Each of us also must grant the gift of forgiveness to others. Not to do so brings harmful persecution, repercussion into our lives. A forgiving prevents the acid of hate from collecting as a corrosive force in your heart. Hate does more harm to the vessel that holds it than it does to the victim upon which it is poured. Joseph provided us with a beautiful example of the grace of forgiveness in his treatment of his brothers who sold him into slavery. They expected him to retaliate following the death of Jacob in Genesis 50. 15 through 17, Joseph revealed by his action that he had forgiven them fully and freely. Genesis 15, 18 through 21. While the brothers benefited as a result of this act of forgiveness, Joseph had responded to injury in such a manner as to prevent the acid of hate from corroding his heart. Amen. Praise be to God. A forgiving spirit delivers one from becoming involved in a vicious cycle of self-destruction. Repeatedly, throughout the New Testament, we are warned against following the policy of retaliation. And when we are injured, Paul states this dramatically in his epistle to the Roman Christians in Romans 12, 19 through 20. To be eager for revenge brings harm to others, but it brings greatest harm to the person who appointed himself or herself as the persecuting attorney, jury, judge, and executioner. Only God can judge. A forgiving spirit brings healing to the broken heart and injured spirit. Perhaps there was some wound in Peter's heart that caused him to act in Matthew's 18:21 in the RSV. Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? In Jesus' response to this question, his primary concern is for the injured one. He is declaring that the only way to healing and health and happiness is through forgiveness. In nearly every congregation, some people are quivering with pain caused by the cruelty of someone near and dear to them. How are they to deal with this problem of pain? Jesus told us that healing is through the grace of forgiveness. Amen. A forgiving spirit permits you to reveal the love of God in Jesus Christ to your friends. An attitude that demands retaliation make it impossible to reveal the love of God simultaneously. As we practice Christian love toward our enemies, even within the family circle, we manifest the fact that we are the sons and daughters of God. Turn with me to Matthew 5, 44 through 48. Amen. Matthew 5, 44 through 48. And it says, Jesus teaches about loving enemies. 43 says, you have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. In that way, you will be acting as true children of your Father in heaven. For he gives his sunlight to both the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust alike. If you love only those who love you, what reward is there for that? Even corrupt tax collectors do that much. If you are kind only to your kind, to your friends, how are you different from anyone else? Even pagans do that. But you are to be perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Amen. Praise be to God. A forgiving spirit prevents the devil from establishing a beachhead in your mind and in your thought process. Amen. A forgiving spirit toward those who have injured you enables you to experience God's continuing forgiveness. Matthew 6:14-15. The practice of forgiveness is not a price to be paid, but a condition to be met. To experience forgiveness, the forgiven must forgive. To be unforgiving toward those who injured us is to remain unforgiving, because one thus make oneself unforgivable, to close the door on the opportunity of forgiving is to close the door on the receiving of forgiveness. The basic idea in forgiveness when used in connection with sin is that of canceling a debt. It removes the barrier to reconciliation. Amen. Praise be to God.
Get over here. Get over here. Praise be to God.
And my conclusion for this message is Alexander Pope said, to hear is human, to forgive divine. Forgiveness is a divine work that stands at the beginning of our salvation experience. The practice of forgiveness on our part makes it possible for us to experience God's full salvation in the present. Forgiveness is not indulgence and tolerance. Forgiveness is overcoming evil with good. Hallelujah. To experience forgiveness, we must recognize and forsake our sin. We need to repent of our sin and return to God to experience the joy of forgiveness. I hope and pray that this message was a blessing unto you as it was on to me. To God be the glory. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is to repeat this prayer after me. Father God, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Deliver me and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. I apologize, my computer just All right, so my computer refused to let me in. I don't know why it's giving me a problem. Okay. All right, let's try this again. Amen. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Savior and you want to do so, now is the time. And all you have to do is repeat this prayer of salvation after me. Father, I know that I have sinned and fallen short of your grace and mercy. Lord, please have mercy on me. I am a sinner. Save me, deliver me, and set me free from all that hinders and binds me. Please help me to avoid sinning again. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins, was resurrected from the dead, is alive. And here's my prayer. Jesus, become the Lord of my life to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. I need your Holy Spirit to help me obey you and do your will for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And if you have said that prayer and believe that Jesus died on the cross, rose from the dead, is alive, I now welcome you into the family of God. And all you have to do is to ask the Holy Spirit that dwells within you to guide you to a good Bible teaching church to further your walk with Christ. Amen? And my benediction for this message is coming from Jude 24 and 25 in the New King James Version. And it says, now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let us all say, amen, amen, and amen. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer. And I would like to let you know that you can tune in again tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. when I will come with our when I will come with our sweet hour of prayer, where we pray from 6 to 7 p.m., and at 7 p.m., I will come with a word from the Lord. Amen. Praise God. One again, thank you. We love you. God bless you and your home, your families, your finances. And thank you for, again, tuning in to another episode of Pray One for Another, Thankful Thursday. God bless you. We love you. And have a wonderful evening. And be safe. Please wear your mask in a crowd of people. Stay your 6 feet distance from each other. God bless. And on that note, we're going to leave out on All Belongs to You by the Wiki Tones. Praise God.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Gives strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. You know he's awesome, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
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 My God.
My God is awesome.
Come on and testify. Awesome.
Awesome.
If you believe it, say it.
Awesome.
Come on and say it.
Awesome.
My God.
My God is awesome.
Think about it. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. My God is awesome. Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify. You know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice.
Awesome.
Come
Somebody ought to celebrate the arms of God.
Throughout my life, there have been many trials and tribulations, but there one thing I come to know without a doubt is that God can and God will. Therefore, I know I can always.
When you're feeling down, you need to know that there's a safe place you can go to share your despair. Fall down on your knees, they help you save your feet. Cast your cares on Him, He'll supply all your needs. Friends and family, they can walk away. But when you call on God, He'll come and save the day. He loves and cares for you, and He will see you through. You both can walk hand in hand through the storm, He will stand. Call on Jesus, my deliverer, my healer. He will place your feet on solid ground. When you're feeling lost and you can't find your way, just seek the face of God and He'll show the way. Through all of your trials, you must trust and believe. I'm a witness that through faith and prayer, you shall receive. Through your faith, your eyes will be opened. Through the hope He is in the Father, He saved us for His own purpose.
And full of grace and grace. My role as a leader better recognize something like a preacher. I'm just a done fall down to my knees. I wipe my slate clean from my mind at ease. He's the rock that I always can lean on at all times. A name I can call on. Jesus.
Thank you for tuning in, and if you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, you can send your love gift offerings to Pray One for Another, P.O. Box 596, Bronx, New York, 10468.